Hey everyone, it's Deborah Fay here from Disruptive Publishing, and I am talking today about the art of storytelling. Now, whether you want to inspire someone, reach a new audience, boost your coaching business, or boost your book sales, storytelling is one of the most powerful tools that you can use to attract attention and engage an audience. Now, we all want to be moved. We love a good story. And when it resonates with us or when we are moved by it, it can drive us to take action like nothing else can. Think of it like this. Would you rather read an interesting story or a sales letter? A week from now, are you more likely to remember a compelling story or a features and benefits comparison? And are you more likely to buy a story that you can see yourself in or a product that does X, Y, and Z? If you think back on some of the more recent purchases you've made, what triggered you to go and make those purchases? Chances are you heard stories about someone who bought a product or service and it resonated with you, which made you feel confident to go and purchase that product or service for yourself straight away. So let's talk about stories about you. You've probably heard the saying, "I don't care what you know until I know that you care." And this People buy from people they know, like, and trust. Now, the best way for people to get to know you, get to like you, and get to trust you, and realize just how much you do care, is by either hearing your stories or hearing stories about you. Your potential audience want to know how you came to be an entrepreneur. They want to know what you've been through, what drove your decisions, and what lessons you've learned along the way. They really do. Your stories don't have to be directly related to business to be powerful either. That anecdote about the time you nearly got arrested for not having a valid driver's license is the perfect lead into a blog post about better record keeping. Or the story about how you accidentally seated two warring families together at your friend's wedding reception. It's just what you need to drive home a point about relationship building. Stories show people that you are human and your values are reflected in the way you responded or reacted to the people and the circumstances in your stories. Let's talk about stories about your business. How did your business came to be? When did you start and why? How has it grown? What challenges have you overcome in your business? Where are you going with it? What are your dreams and hopes for the future? Let's talk about stories about your clients. Case studies are so helpful in demonstrating who you are as a business person and what sort of impact your products and services are having on the people that you've served in the past. Otherwise known as social proof, stories about your clients are incredibly useful in your marketing and branding strategy. Testimonials, white papers, case studies, they're all just stories after all, and they showcase how you and your products have changed a life or a business for the better. How powerful is that? Stories about your products. Yes, even your products have stories to tell. Why did you decide to create a coaching program out of your book? How did your online course come to be? What will it help your clients to achieve? Who is it not suited to? These stories and more can show your potential clients about your products and services more so than any sales page ever will. When you openly share your thought processes around why and how you've created your program, your target audience will instantly know if it's a product or service that will benefit them or not. Clearly, stories have a lot of power when it comes to branding and marketing. They also have a lot of power when it comes to educating. Too much data feels like study, and study puts many of us into a state of resistance. Stories, on the other hand, engage us and open us up to all sorts of possibilities. That is the state of mind you want your target audience to be in when you invite them to join you in coaching or when you ask them to sign up for your latest course. Just one thing, though, there's nothing worse than a chunk of text that's seemingly dropped into the middle of a larger block of text. So try to tie your story naturally into whatever it is that you're talking about so that it flows. That way, you'll be able to take your reader or your listener with you wherever you go. Everyone loves a good story, so please don't be afraid to share yours. If you're just starting out on your author journey, I invite you to download our free ebook, 7 Things an Author Must Know About Writing and Publishing a Book Before They Take the Plunge. It will help you get started with the right mindset and help you make the author journey more enjoyable. And following this link for the Authorpreneurs Bootcamp, if you would like to know more about joining, go to disruptivepublishing.com.au/join the club. The Authorpreneurs Bootcamp is where we teach you everything you need to know about writing and publishing your book, and we hold your hand through the entire process. And finally, if you would like to have a chat about your options for publishing, book in for a free information call and we'll get you heading in the right direction in no time. That's it from me for this week. I hope you've enjoyed this and I will catch up with you next week. Bye for now.